Searching for a job can be a daunting task, especially during bad economic times. It's even more daunting if you're new to a country and don't know how job hunting is done there. Many highly skilled immigrants face that challenge here in the U.S. They may be qualified for good jobs, but not experienced in things like networking or the all-important elevator pitch. Monica Campbell reports from Oakland, California, where a nonprofit group helps immigrants learn the finer points of American-style job hunting.
On a recent Saturday morning in downtown Oakland, Kasim Kasim waits to enter a large meeting room. The clean-cut 28-year-old from Iraq is pretty nervous. Finally, after years of work and study in both Iraq and China, and while waiting for his American visa, he's here in California, interviewing for his dream job as a marketing executive at Google.
It's a very competitive company. We have a lot of qualified candidates. What would make you differentiate for myself? Why should we hire you?
Well, I'm from Iraq, and I lived in China, and I made it all the way here. And then my aim or my goal is just to make the connection between these three worlds. And I think once we get them all together with a person with my qualification, we will make Google best or better.
Kasim stumbles a bit, but it's okay. The interview isn't real. It's a dry run, practice, for when Kasim gets, he hopes, a real crack at Google. It's all part of a workshop run by the nonprofit Upwardly Global. The group helps immigrants land jobs in America similar to those they had back home.
Actually, I'm practicing. I want to see how it will be. It was the first time in my life, and then I'm pretty much interesting. I mean, exciting for this.
Kasim takes the rehearsal seriously, and so do the other 30 or so immigrants here today. This room is filled with doctors and nurses from China and India, engineers from Iran, many in their late 20s and 30s, all with college degrees and ample professional experience back home. And they all know the risk of getting stuck in so-called survival jobs, working as parking lot attendants, cashiers, or taxi drivers. After his mock interview, Joseph De La Rea, a Wells Fargo employee who volunteered to help mentor Kasim, offers some feedback.
You want to be relaxed, you want to be confident. You don't want to appear too scripted or too robotic or too stiff. Okay, it has to seem natural. But these are common questions like, what do you want to do in 5 years? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses?
After, De La Rea explains why he's here.
My parents are first-generation Philippines, and I'm second generation. I just wanted to take the opportunity to give back to some individuals or people in need as well. A lot of the job seekers are very, very interested and eager. They want to get involved and dive in headfirst into the job industry.
After the interview, Kasim seems a bit shell-shocked. He's never been asked before about his strengths or leadership skills or where he saw himself in 5 years.
There's some of the questions. I was not really prepared for them. The feedback is for me to be prepared. I mean, he asked me some questions that I kind of, you know, I made up some answers.
Next up is an American-style networking session. Time to approach strangers, look people in the eye, deliver that 30-second elevator pitch. It can be nerve-wracking for anyone, and especially so for people whose first language isn't English, and who are from countries where you typically get jobs through family connections, not by navigating a room full of strangers.
For a lot of our job seekers, this is the very first time they've been in an American-style networking event, where you're allowed and encouraged to talk with people who you've never met before. How you make small talk, how you slowly get up to the kind of ask about connections with the job, how you follow up with getting their business card, and you know, keeping that connection alive.
That's Upwardly Global's Gretchen Vierstra. She quickly notices that not everyone is mingling and that a number of the immigrants look daunted. So she offers a few tips.
If it looks like everybody's too busy talking in a group and there's no one to talk to, you can always say, may I join your conversation? Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Okay? So disperse.
Eventually, the room's noisy as job hunters plunge in. Ying Chao, a Chinese nurse, is clearly energized.
It's really good practice. At least right now, I can open my mouth, you know, to talk. You know, before today, you know, I was shy. I was nervous. I don't know what I can talk. I learned a lot.
Now comes the hard part. Keeping confident while contacting employers, hoping to apply what they practiced here in the real world.
For the World, I'm Monica Campbell, Oakland, California.